Call the August 19th Taney County Planning Commission to order. This is a regular meeting, so therefore there should be no public input unless we specify it from the representatives. Okay, Mr. Ashley, would you please establish a quorum?
Okay, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill called. Steve Adams.
Yes.
Ray Edwards. Rick Therese.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
And Ronnie Melton has called. Mike Schofield.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay, would you please explain the meeting procedures?
The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for the Planning Commission's vote on the previous week's public hearing requests, to allow for new concept requests, which will be presented at next month's public hearing, and also to conduct regular business. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is entered into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. First, the Planning Commission will vote on each of the previous week's public hearing requests. Each project will be reviewed and voted upon by the Commission. There are no sign-up sheets at this meeting, as the Chairman had indicated, as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. If you are aggrieved by the decision of this Commission, you may appeal the determination to the Board of Adjustment. Appeal applications for the Board of Adjustment are made available in the Planning Office. Concept requests will be heard following the final votes. If you're presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or your project name will be called. At that time, you'll be asked to please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of testimony provided by the applicant or other persons with information requested by the Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, I guess first on the agenda is approval of the minutes from July 2013. I assume everybody's had a chance to look at those, so I'd entertain a motion to accept those as written unless there's any changes.
I would move for approval.
I'll second with one correction there on the first page, bottom of the paragraph. It says there will, word, no other questions. Does that mean a minor correction there?
Wait a minute. Yeah. You're talking about there will be no on-site disposal? Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's the public hearing paragraph, the bottom of the paragraph.
Which page, Randy?
First page,
July 8th. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just take out one.
Yeah. Very good.
I second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, minutes are accepted as presented, with the change. Okay, first on the agenda tonight is the final vote on the Taney County Fire Protection District number 9.
The staff recommendation on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, so long as the property in question is owned by the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the lease of the duplex unit shall be limited strictly to firefighters and their families. Third, an on-site wastewater or septic permit shall be required for the wastewater treatment system upgrade via the on-site wastewater permitting division of the Planning Department. Fourth, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Fifth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Sixth, Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. And 7, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay, does anybody have any questions for Mr. Single before the vote?
Well, I kind of wanted to see where, how the road was platted out. I think Randy may have a copy of that.
Can you bring the map up?
Uh-huh. Do you want just the...
Right there would be fine. The Briggs Road, which runs along this property and then continues on through...
I thought I had a better one.
It does have a 40-foot easement. The road was taken in 2003. I do have a recorded document signed by the secretary and board member of Western Penn County Park. So we do have a 40-foot easement lying 20-foot either side of the existing center line of that road.
Did you determine if it's on their property, or is that wrong there?
Basically, it runs right along the eastern border of their property. Now, the rest of the homeowners down through there all signed an easement to make the road a 40-foot easement so it could be taken into account.
Okay.
None related, but what about the well right on past this property that's set right beside the road?
There is a well that sits next to the road, and that was discussed when they took it in, it's an existing well. I don't know who it serves or...
Well, it serves Earl McGrath's old shop building there.
Yeah. But we're aware of it, where it's at. It ended on the opposite side of the road of the fire station. I was thinking it was on the east side of the road. I could be wrong.
The well?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on the east side. Well, will this meet the setback requirements?
That I don't know. We may have to survey by that description to see how accurate it is, see if there's...
I mean, I'm not against this project per se, but what I can't see us going with a lot, a piece of ground that's not up to size without a Board of Adjustments thing, and we're putting multifamily housing in where there's only single family, so there's nothing to base compatibility on. By doing that,
Bob, according to our code, which would be considered the front of the building, and if you plan, to answer that, do they plan on building on the back of the existing firehouse?
My understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong,
Mr. Single, why don't you come on up and you can answer these questions.
But it's my understanding that the addition will be to the back of the existing firehouse.
Could be a pointer up there, too.
Am I correct? Is it going to sit
somewhere? It's going to go to the back.
Somewhat like this?
We haven't staked out to see exactly how it's going to fit in there, but we're going to survey all that out. Because we're looking at the septic tank and where that sits, so we may have to move that and when we do the improvements on all that. So
It's currently addressed off of Briggs. And so we normally look at wherever it's addressed from as being the front, and then we would have a 25-foot setback from that property line, wherever that right-of-way edge is.
Well, I guess my feeling is on this, it's something questionable, because this might be the first in a line of these that we see. And the way I feel like on this, if we do this, we need to get it right the first time and put something, I'm not in the fire business, not running, and I don't have a problem with it, except that I think it should meet the code and it should be done right, because we'll probably see more of these. It's not like a tower. Once you do one, there'll be another.
It was a success.
One problem we have here is that, we just worked over the code. You guys remember last winter.
Yeah.
And that if you have a duplex, what was it, how many, 4 acres you had to have?
Yeah, it requires 2 acres per unit, basically. But in this case, they have been granted a variance at the front end by the Board of Adjustment.
Okay. But I don't see how the Board of Adjustments, unless they knew exactly where the road and the property lines could go, could feasibly know what they were doing, or whether they could do that and still make room for everything. I'm not against it, but I'd like to see it done properly, and I'd like to see it meet county code if it goes in, because I don't want to start off with these new regulations and thus get the reputation of not doing it right.
Yeah.
And we're dealing with something here. You're also dealing with a public entity that's going in and providing houses, and this is done with public tax dollars, which is something that is in opposition of the private sector doing things, and I don't like that aspect of it particularly. But on the other hand, I can see the need of what you're doing, and I understand that. But I really hadn't made up my mind about it yet. I'm just pointing out some of the things, and I've wooled it all week in my mind.
I don't have a copy of the survey on this, but, I mean, just scaling this off in Beacon, basically utilizing the GIS from this line to this closest corner point, came out to about 70 feet. And so if it's a 40-foot...
70 feet from what, the edge of the road or the 40-foot right-of-way or what?
Well, that's really just from what is indicated here as a property line. Now, my thought is if the entire 40 feet is on this property.
That was my thought.
And then you have another 25 feet. Even the existing building meets the setback requirements. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I follow you.
And I feel confident it won't be any closer than that corner, because I would think they would come in somewhat at the same angle. I don't think there's any way that...
What would the setback be from adjoining property? It'd be quite a bit less than that, isn't it?
It'd be less than that on the west side.
Yeah, at the back, it's just 10 feet.
Mm-hmm. It's only 10 feet on that side or on the west side.
And then, yeah, so... Well, and one thing, this won't be issued a Division 2 permit unless it meets the setback requirements. We actually go out beforehand. We normally would have the applicant stake out the location of the structure, mm-hmm. and then we take another photo once the structure's built.
Well, that's my primary concern, because, I mean, you look at that piece of property back there where it's squared off, it's only 149, well, 150.
Yeah.
150. I mean, that's getting pretty precise. But still, that leaves 110 feet. And I'm not worried about the sewer system up there. That's good. I did that for years, and that's good. It's a good place, and a sewer will work properly up there. And that's, to me, that's not a problem. It's deep soil, and it'll work.
Any other questions for the applicant?
Wouldn't the building... existing building be grandfathered in because the easement was obtained after the structure was already there in existing?
And that, the existing building,
yeah,
would.
That is
yeah.
true.
Yeah. Right. That's my only concern, that it be done properly and meet the setbacks and stuff like that. But it was taken in with a 40-foot right-of-way instead of a 50 then.
Right, that was an existing road, and that's mm-hmm. all
yeah.
part at that time.
Yeah, I know I built it.
Yeah.
Okay, no more questions. I'd entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Yeah.
Approve as presented, correct? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Jack and Sally's Gun Works.
If the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply. Unless revised by the Planning Commission, First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, the applicant shall provide a copy of the ATF Federal Firearms License to the Planning Department office prior to commencing business operation. The applicant shall also provide an ATF receipt of payment of the special occupational tax to the Planning Department office on an annual basis if required by the ATF. Third, signage for the Jack and Sally's Gunworks business shall be limited to a sign no larger than 2 foot by 4 foot unlighted nameplate. Fourth, absolutely no test firing of firearms shall be conducted by the applicant and or his clientele anywhere within the Smoke Tree Hills subdivision. Fifth, the Jack and Sally's Gunworks application shall be viewed as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Sixth, the windows within the accessory building shall be further secured with either metal bars or a metal cage. Seven, all on-site sales shall occur between the hours of 10 a.m. Through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and from noon through 4 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Eight, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Nine, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And 10, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days of the approval shall expire. The applicant did present some information that I just passed around a single copy, but I think everybody's pretty well seen it. And it basically is indicating that it's my understanding, and I've not really had an opportunity to look through it too much, but it's my understanding that the applicant has indicated that the Smoke Tree Hills Property Owners Association is not currently in effect per the Secretary of State's office.
That is correct. I can't get a hold of anybody with the HOA. I just learned today where the vice president lives. I don't know his name yet. The cards with the information that we normally keep at the front of the subdivision are all gone. They've taken those down with the information and the contact numbers for the board members. So I started doing some research, and I found out that the HOA has forfeited their business, I guess, with the Secretary of State in 1995. So their bylaws really wouldn't apply.
So what you're indicating is that the covenants are null and void. Is that
yes,
correct?
From my understanding, if it's not current with the Secretary of State, that's my understanding.
Any questions for the applicant?
Back when you come in earlier, didn't we talk about putting a rebar or something on the windows? You've not done
yes,
that yet?
I actually purchased the materials today, 3/8 steel bars with a 1/2-inch bars to go on the top and bottom. I'm going to fabricate those sometime this week and install those.
Unless somebody else wants to see
does
it.
I've
seen it.
Okay.
Can we put that in there to see if we approve it, to give him time to put that up and then bring pictures in to you, Bob, or something?
I didn't know if you wanted a time frame or.
I'll have it done 1 week from today. I would have had it done today. I just ran out of time.
So you were going to do it anyway, regardless if it was approved or not.
It's not a bad idea to, have it secured. So, My plan was to have everything ready for you guys, so there was less question about whether it would be done or not.
Okay. Well, I think if we approve it, we need that put in there, and then we need 30 days or something? Pictures? You don't have a town building out there. You need some kind of security on them windows.
Yes, sir.
If we approve it. Please.
It needs to come prior to issue of improvement.
Do we have any other questions for the applicant? I would entertain a motion on this.
Are we going to do that for before a permit is issued? Is that what you're talking?
Well, he won't get his permit until the requirements are set forth and the provisions are met.
Yeah. And the ATF.
Yeah, yeah, ATF. That's right.
With those conditions, we're standing out of vote to approve.
Move to approve. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you, Jimmy.
Try to stick to your guidelines there. We don't want to start turning these subdivisions into commercial entities.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I don't think my neighbors will notice any difference in the neighborhood at all.
Okay.
Well, we hope not. That's kind of what we were thinking, too.
Yes, sir. I agree. Thank you.
All right. What's next? Country Ridge Business Park.
If the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply, unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that include plans for the following. A, sediment and erosion control. B, stormwater management. C, land grading permit for all disturbances of over 1 acre. D, utility easements and building line setbacks. E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. F, a complete landscape and buffering plan showing the location, size, and planting materials for all buffer yards, both adjacent to public rights-of-way and residential property. G, a lighting plan showing the location, height, and other specifications of the lighting to be provided for the development. Number two, compliance letters from the Taney County Regional Sewer District, the Taney County Public Water Supply District number two, the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, and the Missouri Department of Transportation shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing development of this nature. Number three, a 25-foot-wide vegetative buffer shall be maintained between the Country Ridge Business Park and the adjoining single-family residences both to both the east and west. Four, no restaurant uses shall be allowed without the provision of a permitted grease trap. Fifth, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Sixth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Seven, Division II permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. Eight, prior to the issuance of Division II certificates of conformance, the developer shall first present a certificate of occupancy from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District to the Planning Department office. Nine, all light sources within the facility shall be arranged so that no direct illumination leaves the site toward adjacent residential areas or any roadways. And 10, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. One of the items that the applicant did present was a letter. I've given each of you a copy of a letter from the adjoining property owner to the west. Initially, the staff had recommended erecting a privacy fence, and the adjoining neighbor has really indicated, or they've really indicated, that they don't wish to have a privacy fence along that western boundary.
And actually, I was by there the other day, and there's quite a bit of vegetation there right now.
Yeah.
Probably 20-foot, looks to me like vegetation.
It seems to me like if it's working, why fix it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, the applicants are Dennis and Sadra. I thought that was a U in your thing. It's an N?
It's a U. N. Both
of them. Oh, I missed the N. Does any the commission have any questions for the applicants on this? We've clarified the 25-foot buffer.
Yeah, the staff amended that proposed condition based on that letter.
Okay. Well, there are no questions for the applicant. I'll entertain a motion.
I would move to approve.
Second? We have a motion and a second to approve as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is passed.
Make it pretty.
You guys were a little premature putting your sign up, weren't you?
A leap of faith.
Okay, on to the concepts. First up is area-wide motors.
And on each of these, of course, I've just put together some aerial photos, just locating the property and everything. Okay. And one of the things I did present everyone with a copy of an email from the city of Branson. We, per our code book, were really supposed to contact the city of Branson. Anytime we've got a proposal that's near the city limits, and one of the things that the city of Branson has expressed, there is an existing sewer line that runs, sewer main that runs through the property, and the property is contiguous with the city limits of Branson on two sides, and the city of Branson, the planning department has basically requested that the applicant connect to sewer and annex the property in. I know previously this planning commission had heard a proposal for this piece of property, and at that time they were basically forwarded to the city. This is that formerly the Red Rooster.
Red Rooster, yeah.
But I didn't know the commission's feel on this.
That's the old, what we're looking at, the old Ben Delgado place, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This it's just going to be a small used car dealership, kind of nice stuff with a small office. We didn't want to have water or sewer because this... right here, this is flat, and it's gravel. It's got some weeds and stuff, you know, from where Ben's stuff was. But this right here is, like, drops off. So the six 6 acres is basically useless except the very top there. And
that's where the Dairy Queen was down below you. It dropped off.
So I mean that. Other than, and it's been vacant for 10 years. Highway 248 group, who I'm representing, wants to just do something with the property, clean it up, put new gravel down, do some landscaping. There's two huge billboards on. You kind of see them there on either end, and the proposed project would just be, you know, in between those. There's two driveways, one by each of these large billboards here. Here's a driveway, and here's a driveway.
Yeah, there might be a pointer up there, by the way.
Oh, yeah. So the billboards are there and there, and we would probably... do away with one of the driveways and just have one driveway to be a little safer there, pulling in and out, I think, with one driveway.
What do you propose for an office there?
We were going to do a small office building, maybe a portable, one of those portable ones they have now. You know, it would be small, but it'd have landscaping and stuff like that around it. We Highway 248 is the same entity as like Thousand Hills and stuff like that, and they do stuff right.
What kind of hours do you want to operate this?
It'll probably be 8 till 6 Monday through Friday, or Monday through Saturday, sorry, closed on Sundays.
With no restroom facilities?
No. I would be the, you know, the main. We would have a buyer and stuff on cars, but I'd be the only one there. Typically, unless there was some emergency or something. I live. We're from here, but I live in Koshkonong, Missouri now, and that's why those drawings aren't very good and stuff. I left my stuff at Thousand Hills, and I didn't make it over there. I didn't want to be late. But we would clean it up and do new gravel and stuff like that. It needs to be cleaned up. There's a light pole with electric there, and that would probably be where we would do the sign, but we would do any kind of sign requirements, or if you didn't want it large, if you wanted it large. Signage isn't going to be a real big factor there. The cars are kind of the sign.
You weren't planning on hooking the water then?
No, sir. The whole thing is as you well know, I mean, a small car lot like that,
yeah,
if you get into the city and, you know, we have to pave it, the whole thing and all that, it's just too much expense to do that. And it would cost a ton just to get to where their sewer is to connect to, down that hill and everything. We don't think that's all fill, so I don't think it would perk if you did a, you know, wanted to do a septic or anything like that. I've had car lot before that didn't have a bathroom, and it's not really an issue. You're outside 95% of the time on a deal like that. It's a nice piece of property, but there's just not much use for that whole, for all but about an acre.
I guess if you do, it's my understanding you're just leasing this property, correct?
The property's owned by the 248 Auto Group, who I'll be partnered with.
And I guess if you do end up building, if it goes and you end up building a building there, you will hook up and be annexed into the city more than likely.
You know, if it was like a huge success or something, I imagine we would just kind of, you know, leave it like it is. We don't want it to get too big where you got to have, you know, more than one or two employees. There'll be there won't be junk cars or anything like that. It'll be stuff in the inexpensive cars, but you know, in the $8,000 to maybe $12,000 range, somewhere in there. Sometimes maybe some a little less, some a little more sometimes.
Rent to own?
No.
Not really planning on that. On any work on the cars or any kind of
no, sir.
Thing like that?
No, no. No wash bay, obviously, anything like that. No mechanic on duty or anything.
That is one question I had. Will all of the cars be washed off-site then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, either that or a mobile service that comes by and would pressure wash, you know, once a week or every 10 days or something like that was kind of my thought on that. I went and looked, and you guys may have, there's no runoff or drainage. It doesn't look like water's been going through that anywhere on that top part. It's just still flat as can be. just needs to be, the gravel needs to be, you know, redone and the weeds taken out and stuff.
Okay.
Well, if you, the number of cars we're looking at starting with, like 20 to 30. There's room for a bunch, but that's probably what we were looking at starting at.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, I guess it's approved for concept then.
Okay. Is that it?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
And the public hearing will be held on September 9th.
Okay.
At 6 in the evening, same room and everything.
Okay, anything that needs to be done, I'm assuming you'll send to the Wildwood Drive address.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Dayton Auto Service.
I'm Gail Layton.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of where that's said. I want to put an auto repair shop on Beef Creek Road. It's kind of across from the Boys and Girls Club. And that Tri-Sun's storage units that built part of Gary Snedden's old property. Beef Creek Road kind of runs in front of it, and then you have Stinger Road that goes back to the Branson or Beef Creek Apartments. And what I'm proposing is there's an easement across the property that was already there that Mr. Snedden gave to these people back here. Forgive me, I forgot their names, but I don't have any plans of interrupting their way in or out. I may put a access to the shop off of that easement, but my main one will come off of Stinger through here, which, from what Vern Lewis told me at Liberty Bank, Liberty Bank still owns Stinger Road, is what he told me at the closing on the property. What I'm hoping to put up, providing I can afford what I'm wanting to do, until I'm still getting bids and stuff, but I'm going to try to do a 40 by 130 building. It's just going to be general auto repair, no body shop. All my waste materials, oil, antifreeze, and stuff like that's all put into containers that companies come around and pick up. They take it, recycle it. I'm currently running my business off of a special usage permit at my house. I've been doing that. I think this is my fifth year. And I've just grown so much that I need some more room. And this property became available. That's what I'd like to do anyway. It does have a sewer line down the easement there. And that's where I'll have to tie in. And then there's District Number 3 water line right in here that I would be tying into. I'll have to put a lift station in because that road's up above. The way the property kind of comes down from that easement road, it'll drop down a little ways. I've talked to Kendall. Pal met with me a while back out there from the city of Branson because I was told I have to deal with them since they take care of the sewer now. He called me today and said my papers were ready to sign, which I told him I still was coming to you guys, but it's up to go, you know, before them now is where I'm at with them. But I'm still waiting on a builder that I've been talking to on estimate on the building. And then going from there, you know, as far as what all I'm going to do. I might have to downsize, I don't know.
I assume it'll be a metal building, correct?
Yes, sir, all steel. Yeah, steel frame. Um, The hours of operation will be Monday through Saturday. It could be, you know, Monday through Friday. I don't know. I'm there all day anyways. I never know how many hours I'll be there, but the normal operating hours will probably be 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and either 8 to 12 on Saturday or 8 to 3 on Saturday.
How do you pronounce your last name?
Layton.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Wrong one. All right. Okay. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
I was thinking about Mark, the guy who was just here. I meant to ask him. Mm-hmm. I was on the wrong page on that one. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Any more questions for the applicant? Okay. I'd say it's a proof of concept. We'll see you next. You heard the next meeting is the 9th.
Ninth.
That you said.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We'll see you then.
And just to clarify too, the Tate Road nightly rental, they withdrew today. This afternoon we received a phone call on that one.
Isn't that the same place we've been approving them? Over there, Ridgedale?
No, it's a
nice night.
Over.
Yeah, this one's.
Over.
Jones Road.
That's right.
Yes. It's not far, but.
That road back this way.
The other side.
Okay. Cardwell Automotive.
Okay, and I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed.
Jones
I've Road
be back
yeah.
put together some aerial photos here of the property.
You're Adam, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm Adam Cardwell, and myself and my brother, Aaron Cardwell, are proposing to put a used car lot on Delaware, off of Delaware Road, and the same kind of concept that the gentleman before us, we're going to not have any water or sewer. It is only going to be a part-time, and we're looking at only 4 to 5 cars is what we're starting out with, and I kind of got some measurements and kind of what the hopes are for the land. Charles Harris is a gentleman that owns the Harris Mechanical, which is this building right here. And I am going to rent the land if it's approved from him. And there's an access to Delaware Road over here that we will actually gravel and then make our lot and then put our small office building there.
Okay. Now, you're talking about the cars are actually going to be there on 76 where you can see them?
Right here. This would be the cars. Yes, sir. And you can still see that from 76. Yes, sir.
Okay.
The main access will be coming off Delaware?
Yes, sir. Okay. The only access will be. We're actually going to leave this ungraveled. The only reason he has this here is once in a while a semi will come in, and he said that he has to have it clear to drive through, but it'll be grassed up, so no access from over there. I have also contacted White River Electric, and there's power. You can't see it, but it's right down here. And I've already talked to Charles. It's still all on his land, and we can come over from that corner up and then have power so it's not interfering with his traffic way. The sign we're hoping to put on the building itself, viewable from the road, because per Missouri law, we have to have a sign that has letters 6 inches, and so to get it big enough, I think we can on the side of the building, as long as that would be, you know, appropriate.
Okay. Any questions? Okay. See you next week or next month.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Oh, it's in the used car business.
Hey, that's a tough business.
I know.
You know, or just saying they wouldn't put up anything permanent because most of them ain't going to be that long.
Unless you run it like Virgil Dickey.
Well, Virgil pretty successful with his operation.
Yeah. Okay.
But it is a hard business. Isn't
Tim Aquardell with guns and car lots.
Nightly rentals.
It runs in spasms.
Nightly rentals.
Any tentative business?
Nope.
really don't have anything.
Nothing. Anybody got anything they want to discuss? All right. I entertain the motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
No.
Randy did.
I'll second.
All right. One of you second.
Me, you adjourn.